everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the weekly report, Final Nail in America's Coffin. When future historians go searching for the final nail in the U.S. coffin, they may well settle on the date April 20th, 2024. On that day, Congress passed legislation to fund 2.5 wars, hand what's left of our privacy over to the CIA and the NSA, and give the U.S. president the power to shut down whatever part of the internet he disagrees with. The nearly $100 billion grossly misnamed National Security Supplemental guarantees that Ukrainians will continue to die in that country's unwinnable war with Russia, that Palestinian civilians will continue to be slaughtered in Gaza with U.S. weapons, and that the neocons will continue to push us toward a war with China. It was a total victory for the war party. The huge spending bill is all about politics for Biden, yet so many Republicans simply went along with it. The last thing the people running Biden's White House wants to see as a close election approaches are ads blaming Biden for losing Ukraine. The U.S. and its allies have already sent over $300 billion to Ukraine, and the country is still losing its war with Russia. Nobody believes another $60 billion will pull a victory from the jaws of defeat. But this additional money is meant to keep up appearances until November at the expense of Americans who are forced to pay for it and Ukrainians who are forced to die for it. Speaker Johnson could not have passed these monstrosities without the full support of House Democrats. And as the majority of Republicans voted against more money for Ukraine. So in the worst example of bipartisanship, Johnson reached across the aisle, stiffed the Republican majority that elected him speaker, and pushed through a massive gift to the warfare corporate welfare state. After the House voted to send another $60 billion to notoriously corrupt Ukraine, members waved Ukrainian flags on the House floor and chanted, "Ukraine, Ukraine." While I find it's distasteful and disgusting, in some ways it seemed fitting. After all, they may as well chant the name of a foreign country because they certainly don't care about this country. Along with sending $100 billion that we don't have to fund more overseas wars, Speaker Johnson threw in another version of the TikTok ban, which gives Joe Biden and future presidents the power to shut down websites at will by simply declaring them to be foreign adversary controlled. Not to be outdone, the U.S. Senate on that same day passed the extension of Section 702 of the FISA Act, which not only allowed the government to continue spying on us without a warrant, but also contained new language massively expanding how they can spy on us. Many conservative voters are asking, what's the point of Republican control of the House is if the agenda is determined by Democrats? Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is given reported to have bragged to his colleagues about how easily Speaker Johnson gave Democrats everything they wanted and asked for nothing in return. What is the silver lining in all this bad news? Most Republicans in the House voted against the continuing the Ukraine war. That's a good start. Our ideas are growing, not only across the country, but even in the DC swamp. Take courage and don't give up. Work for peace. Thanks for listening.